节啊，我们要到31节，这是我们今天要主要讲的信息。
And so before in that message, I share from you in chapter 1 from verse 1 to 17. So today I'd like to continue from 18 to 31 as main message.
那我稍微在这个已经有几个月了，所以恐怕忘记了，稍微再介绍一下。那哥林多前书这个书信呢，是因为保罗在第二次宣教的时候，那么在哥林多这个城市呢待了一年又六个月时间，那么建立了这个哥林多教会。
And so just like a quick recap of what happened is that, so it's on Paul's second missionary trip around the area where he passed through the city of Corinth, and where he stayed about one year and 6 months or so, and that's when he established the church there.
那么这个书信呢是保罗应该是第二封信，第一封信应该是不见了，因为从哥林多前书第五章里面讲到说前一封书信所以这应该是第二封书信。那这个书信写的时间呢？
And so this is this book is probably from his second letter to the church because in it they mentioned that there's another letter before but it's not recorded, so we assume this is the second letter.
好，那这个书信呢是保罗在第三次宣教在以弗所这个地方呢写的。
And so this letter is written when Paul was on his third missionary trip in the city of Ephesians when he wrote this letter to the church.
那么从这个书信你可以知道，当时呢有一个叫做格莱士的家的人大概是有送了一个人过去，或者他们家的人过去告诉保罗哥林多教会的属灵情况。
And so at the time I believe there's a at the time I believe someone from the church sent sent a person to Paul to let him know what the state of the church is at the time. And so after hearing that, that's when Paul wrote the letter.
所以这本书信呢，它有两个部分，一个部分就讲到说这个哥林多教会的问题他们已经发生了很多严重的问题。那第二个部分讲到说有一些问题他们不懂的，在这个属灵方面他们不懂的，就请教保罗，所以就主要这两个部分。
And so the letter can be broken into two parts. The first part is talk about it reflects the problems that the church in Corinthians has encountered. And the second part is that they have certain questions, spiritual questions that they would like Paul to address.
那主要的问题，最严重的问题呢，我们可以知道就是所谓教会里面的分党纷争，就是有分不同的派别，就是属于谁的跟属于谁的，那他们就分开了。
And the biggest problem that they encounter in the church is that they have divisions and infighting, people broken into different fractions, and they say that I belong to so and so, or the others I belong to some other person.
他们有时候我属保罗的，有时候属亚波罗的，有时候属基法的，甚至有人更属灵的说我们是属基督的。
And they have people who say, I am of Paul, or I of Apollos, or I of Cephas, and then some people who are even more spiritual, they say, I am of Christ.
那我上次讲过说，其实讲说我属基督是没有问题，但他们的问题在哪里呢？他们把别人都排除到基督之外，认为说只有我们才属基督，这是他的问题。
And so like I shared last time, saying that I'm of Christ, that there's no problem in that per se, but the reason behind, the motivation behind them saying that is so that they could cast everybody else aside. That's where the problem is.
好，那么从第一章到第四章呢，基本上是讲这个问题，就是讲到教会里面有这个分党纷争的这个问题是讲前面大概四章都讨论到这个问题。
And so from chapter 1 to chapter 4, in these four chapters it all surrounds to talk about this particular problem, this infighting, the divisions.
那么第五章大概讲到说这个淫乱的问题这个淫乱到一个地步说是跟自己的继母发生了淫乱，这是我们人来想道德上已经是不但是犯了罪，而且是更大的，好像是很深的罪了。
And then so in chapter 5 it addressed matters of immorality. It's so serious that there are people who even have a sexual relationship with their mother-in-laws.
Stepmother.
And also, and then in chapter 6, it's talk about where brothers and sisters, where they were suing each other to a point where they were bringing these matters in front of Gentiles, as if nowadays we're going to the court, bringing on lawsuits against each other.
那还有一些, 从第七章以后, 大概就看到一些问题, 他们问他说, 我们应该是单身好呢, 还是要结婚好? 这个守单身呢, 还是结婚? 有关结婚的问题在第七章，那第八章就讲到说，偶像的食物，拜过偶像食物，我们可以吃吗？
And then after that, from chapter seven, it talked about the question of whether it's better to stay unmarried or versus getting married. And then in chapter 8, they ask a question of whether they're permitted to eat food that's been offered up to idols.
这是个人的问题。那我们接下来呢，有一些教会都。 这些问题就是我们属灵的恩赐上的使用的问题，还有讲到一个敬拜的这个波饼的问题，还有讲到一个使人复活的问题。那么这些是他们请教保罗的。And
those were personal questions, and then they also have questions on spiritual gifts, or the resurrection of the dead, or the Holy Communion of the Lord's table, those kind of questions.
那我上次讲到说，这样一个教会，我们看好像问题很大的教会，但是神说这是什么？ 这是他的教会，而且神说呢，要把他们做成荣耀，因为在第二章里面呢，我上次就讲到说呢，预定使我们得荣耀，也就这样一个教会呢，在人看好像没有希望了，但神说呢，有的，这是我荣耀的教会，而且我要把它做成荣耀。And
then so it seems like this church has a lot of problems. From the human the people of this world's perspective, but however, God said in chapter 2 that He's to turn this church into His glory. This is His church, and that He will turn it into His glory.
So I hope that when we read this book, we don't read it as if we're getting angry. We should read it as if we're seeing God is glorious, and we have hope.
And so I hope that when we read from this passage, that this chapter, that you will not become discouraged as you read along, but rather that you can see that God is glorious.
Because I was reading this passage, I felt a lot of灰心或者消极，但是我们慢慢阅读，你就会发现，其实保罗的心他不是这个样子，神的心，他知道神的心。那么我上次讲到一个问题，就是教会的分党纷争，那我说到一个好像有这样比喻，有人就跟我质疑。 我就有点question说，你这样讲是不是对？我就说，我们以为说在教会里面造成分党纷争好像是小事。如果我这个人是犯了淫乱罪，是个大罪大的时候，哦，这个是很严重的。但是在神面前，我个人认为，这个是比我个人如果犯了一个淫乱罪要更大的，因为对神的家一个纷争，是在神是很严重的。我稍微这样比喻，但圣经没有这样写。
Before when I was reading this, I was thinking that division in the church is a small matter, but if I personally sin, those are larger issues, right? But in fact, in the eyes of God, that the divisions and infightings in church is actually a much more a serious matter than others.
好，那我们就我上次讲到说这个问题，但我说对不起，时间到了，没有办法讲到这个怎么样子针对这个问题，保罗的答案是什么？那这第二个部分，今天我要讲的部分就是保罗就针对教会的这个问题最严重的这个纷争的问题，这根源是什么呢？ 他提供一个解答。
And so last time I shared until the end where we ran out of time, so I didn't get to address what Paul's response was. So now starting from these verses, Paul started to address this issue of this biggest issue in the church, which is the divisions and infightings. And Paul shared with them what the root cause was and trying to address how to resolve it.
好，所以我希望今天的信息呢， 叫做我这个题目叫基督总为神的能力跟智慧，看能不能把这个问题我要想要达到的目的能够讲清楚。And
so today the title of the message I'd like to share is called Christ the Power and Wisdom of God. and see if we could address, understand how to address the, this issue.
好，我们先打开哥林多前书第一章，我们从十八节我们要念到，我们也许从十七节开始好了，从十七节我们念到三十一节。
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We'll start from verse 17 and then read until 31.
啊，因为这个分段来讲的话呢，有人是从十八节，有人从十七节，因为十七节是要把从第一上面一段呢带到底下这段来，所以十七节可以归为上面或者下面，我们从十七节开始。好。
And so we're starting from 17 because it kind of ties the previous verses, chapter, paragraph 2, this, verse 18. So we'll read from 17.
那我们就啊、中英文，我想我们中文念单数开始，那英文就念啊、even。
Okay. 好。So we'll have the Chinese read from the odd verses and the English we can read from the even verses.
好，我希望大家弟兄姐妹认真的念，因为这段念下来呢，实在不容易知道。所以要很仔细的。好，我开始。基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?
世人凭自己的智慧，既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理，拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
For indeed Jews ask for signs and Greeks search for wisdom.
我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
And the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things that are.
使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。好，我们再翻到这一本书的啊十五章。
Let's then turn to chapter 15 in the same book.
我们从第一节念到第四节。
I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 4.
好，我们一样的是中英文啊交替的。好。
Again, we'll alternate.
好，十五章，哥林多前书十五章第一节开始。弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。
Verse 2.By which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preach to you, unless you believe in vain.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了。
And that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
好，我们就念到第四节。那我们再啊回到。前面一本书叫罗马书的第一章。
And let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1.
我们就第一节念到第四节。
And we'll read from verse 1 to 4.
好，罗马书就是哥林多前书的前面一本。好，从第一节开始，我们一样中文英文交替念。
Again, Chinese first.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
verse 2, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。
Who was declared a son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord.
好，我们就念到这里。
So that concludes our reading.
好，我选后面这两段是因为我在云林做这个宣教的时候呢，每个小孩子几乎都会背啊，这样他叫主耶稣为我们的罪死了，第三日复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And so I chose the last two passages because during my when I was a missionary in Taiwan, that all the kids memorized this verse that Lord Jesus died and then on the third died for our sins and then on the third day was resurrected.
And 以大能显明是神的儿子，第四节。
He was resurrected, and the Son of God with power declared to be, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection.
Yeah. 就是整个福音的信息，就是我们刚刚从，就是从我把这两节，就是啊，哥林多前书的一到四，跟罗马书的这个第四节呢，啊，就把它两个把它拼凑在一起，叫做主耶稣为我们的罪死了，第三日复活。以大能，大能就是在罗马书的这里，以大能显明是神的儿子啊。那么就是我喜欢啊读一下这些，就是让你们各位看，因为我们今天讲到福音，那么我们还是要回到福音最基本的。
So these two passages basically summarizes the gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 1 through 4 and then the Romans chapter 1 verse 4. It says our Lord Jesus died for our sins and on the third day was resurrected and then he was declared the Son of God through the power of resurrection. So it pretty much summarizes.
好，那我们再回到啊，我刚才讲说保罗为了要让哥林多教会看到他们的问题的根源，他就把他们带到耶稣基督的救赎福音上，而且是到十字架。因为今天可以讲福音呢，没有十字架福音，就是说今天也有人可以传福音，但是却不传，却跟十字架没有关系，或者可以传福音，但是呢，你不需要悔改的，这些东西都不是真正圣经讲的福音。所以我们还是要回到啊，刚刚讲的就是主耶稣为我们的罪死了，第三日复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。所以也许有人信福音，但不相信耶稣他是神的儿子，而且是有神跟人完全的身份啊，这东西就是我们讲到福音的啊本质上来讲，它的基本的。
And so Paul wanted to show the church the root of his problem, so he brought them back to the gospel, brought them back to the cross, in front of the cross, and that is the true way to show the path forward. For today, there are people who selectively maybe share the gospel, but not the cross, or the cross and not the gospel, so those are not the way to do it.
好，我们稍微先把这段我们刚刚读的圣经在哥林多前书呢，我们稍微大概讲一下，那我们再来分享一下。啊，首先呢，我们看十七节，他说免得他保罗传福音呢，不是用智慧的言语，免得十字架落了空。
And so let's take a look at the passage we actually just read through. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17.
好，这里讲到说呢，保罗呢，其实保罗要讲智慧的言语，他是有资格的，因为保罗受过最好的教育，当时的这个罗马帝国里面，他在大树听说是很好的大学。那么保罗在这个要用世界上的人的这个智慧言语传福音，保罗我想他是能力上是没有问题的。
And so in terms of cleverness of speech, I think Paul is more than capable of taking that title, for he received the best education, one of the best education at the time in the world that he grew up in.
啊，或者说像这个文士啦，或者是世上的辩士，就是我们刚刚讲二十节啊，去跟人家辩论说服，我想保罗在这方面能力是很强的。
Or to be like a scribe, so the debaters, the ability to persuade others, I believe Paul is very, very strong in this area.
因为他曾经在犹太的最好的律法的老师加玛利之下，而且是最得意的门生，所以保罗在当时他以这个能力来讲毫无问题的。
And so, plus, Paul studied under the best teacher under the Jewish system, but about the laws. And so he's actually one of his best students. So I'm pretty confident that Paul had no problem in terms of debating and knowing the law.
但是当他在大马士啊被主的大光光照，他悔改，他把这些统统撇开了，他把这些世上来的智慧呢，他统统放下来了。
But then, in his way to Damascus, when he was struck by the light, he cast all this aside.
所以在十七节上他说呢，啊是。他不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落空。什么意思呢？就是说，免得基督十字架的能力在我身上呢，不能显出来。他这个落空的意思就是这样。
And so that's why he said that for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not in cleverness of speech, so that the cross of Christ would not be made void, so that it's not made void through him.
那么再来这一段呢，十八。节啊，就是因为十字架道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
In 18, it says, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God."
好，那么这段呢，开始就讲到说这个啊，世界上人的智慧呢，是啊，二十一节讲，世界上人凭自己的智慧。想要认识神呢是不可能的，就不能够认识神。
And so in verse 21 it says the people who trying to use their own wisdom, trying to know God, they cannot do so.
那么神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
And God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
啊，所以刚刚讲到一节是神的能力大能，这边讲到神的智慧。那我们再看第二十五节。
And so we were talking about his God's ability and his great deeds, and now we'll take a look at verse 24.
我们二三二四开始好了。我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
Verse 23 and 24. But we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
啊，这个希利尼人呢，就所谓的外邦人，就当时犹太人，他把它分成是以色列人，就神的选民，从他的血统以亚伯拉罕下来，以撒、雅各下来，这个啊神的选民，跟不是的神的选民，都叫外邦人，就所谓叫希利尼人来代表。
And so they used to Greeks to represent the Gentiles. Basically, the Israelites they pretty much divide people. Either you are a Jews and descendant of Abraham and everyone else.
好，那么最后三十节呢，我们再看，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神。神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
And then in verse 30 it says, But by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
好，你看我的这个 NIV 的翻译是这样子，他是说啊，这个叫做Jesus Christ who has become, 你念一下这个，我的 NIV。
And then in the NIV version it translated to say a third way.
Okay.
It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
好，这边讲到说什么是神的智慧呢？他说啊，中文翻译跟他我的 NIV 翻译呢，英文有一点不太一样。那他是这样讲，他说神又使基督成为我们的智慧。这个智慧是什么呢？就是公义、圣洁。救赎，用这三个来代表神的智慧，发表神的智慧。也就是说，这个我想这应该是正确的翻译是这样子。中文有一点好像不太一样的意思。
And so here there's a slight bit of difference in translation in the Chinese versus the NIV English version, where again it says that it says in the NIV it says it's because of him that you are in Christ Jesus who has become for us wisdom.From God, and He defined, clarified the wisdom is that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
好，那么这边就讲到我让一直让你们看见，就是说神的大能、神的能力还有神的智慧，啊，跟世界上人的智慧是不一样的。
And so here again, I want to show you to see that God's power and His wisdom and His abilities are different from what the world thinks of.
而且这边讲到说，神的智慧的救人的十字架方法，人看为愚拙，而且是绊脚石。犹太人呢，反而不能信了。为什么神做工反而让人觉得跌倒呢？这不是很奇怪吗？
And so not only that, but God works through ways that to the world it seems foolishness. It seems like a stumbling block. So to the Jews, this is actually something that caused them to stumble. So why would God use such a method?
所以我们要想想看，如果神有别的方法用福音的话来救人的话，跟十字架基督可以一样救人，神会不会用这个方法呢？也许会，对不对？因为神是一个爱人，他要用各种可能救人的方法。所以说，如果神在这个福音以外还有别的方法可以救人，你想神会不会用那个方法？而且人不会觉得跌倒，很容易就信了，一听哎呀太好了，就所有人都信了。你想神会不会用这个方法呢？假设有的话，
Let's think about this hypothetically speaking. Let's say if there's actually another way without the use of the cross and the gospel, and also does not cause people to stumble and has the same effect as the gospel of the cross, wouldn't you think that God would also use that other method as well?
就我们今天所谓讲的叫 win-win， 我们就说两边都赢，双赢，就是我们想神会不会用这话，如果有的话，我想神会的。
To use a negotiation term, it's like if there's a win-win method to saving people, wouldn't God choose that other method as well?
神爱人，愿意为他的最宝贵的儿子都为人舍了，难道神还会把他的其他的可能的方法不用吗？
God loves well, man to a point where he even gave up his only begotten son for sinners like us. So wouldn't he also, if he was given a choice, he had other ways to save us, wouldn't he also use that the other ways as well?
啊，这只是我假设，那我们当然不用去想这种，但只是说告诉我们，保罗要告诉我们一个问题，就是说福音是神的唯一的救法，没有别的方法。
And so, but of course, that's just me thinking about this. But to Paul, he says that basic gospel is the only way to salvation.
那我们知道人的智慧是讲的什么呢？人的智慧今天讲到就是讲到怎么样管理今天的人事物，做最有效的管理。人在今天在地上有聪明智慧的人，就怎么样子把人事物做最好管理，他就是聪明的智慧的人。
And so, but today, to the world, the wisest person is one who could rule and govern and manage people and things with the most efficient way. And that to people of the world, that's wisdom.
像你的公司里面怎么把一批最聪明的人放在一起，而且能够做事不吵架啊，能够办事，你要办，这个是有智慧的人。
Like in a company, for example, someone who can put help a group of very wise, very technical, knowledgeable people to work together for one common goal. And if somebody could accomplish that, people would then say that person is very wise.
那如果啊，东西也是一样，像沃尔玛怎么起来呢？沃尔玛就是用最今天所谓的物联网，用最快的、最有效率的方式，怎么样从产地运到消费者的身上？从这个整个过程里面，它是最短的，它就能够成为啊。成功的一个企业。
And the same way for material things as well. For example, like Walmart, they figure out how to most efficiently and using the shortest amount of time to get goods from the manufacturing site to the stores and into people's hands. And because they figure that out, and they become what people consider they're very wise in what they do and become very successful.
我看过他们书，他们说一个工厂啊，一个这个啊，譬如说这边有个店，他卖一个。鞋子出去，那他的电脑马上送到产地的，比如中国或者是哪里，那个工厂呢就有一个知道说卖一个生产，他产就开始在生产一个鞋子，也就是他用这样最快的方式，中间运销都不经过仓库，他就可以直接，啊，中间的这个成本就很低了。我举例子说，人的智慧是用这种方式去想，怎么样子能够在地上。最有效的对人事物的管理，这是人今天的智慧。
And so I read a book that talk about giving an example. For example, when a shoe is sold in Walmart, they immediately the computer sends a message to the manufacturing site to say that a shoe has been sold, that they need to make one more shoe. And so this whole process all streamlined. They don't even need to store anything in warehouses. It just goes directly from the manufacturing site to the store. So these are the wisdom of the world. These are what people consider as wisdom.
这样好不好？这样当然很好，没有什么不好。但是对神的事情呢，用这方法是 不对的。
So you can ask, is this a good thing? Of course, you know, to the views of this world, this is a great thing. But however, you can't use this kind of system when it comes to matter God's gospel.
啊，因为在哥林多啊，不在提摩太书信里面啊，保罗就说了，圣经什么？说提摩太从小就读圣经，圣经是有什么智慧呢？有得救的智慧。所以这边讲的是得救的智慧，不是世上的智慧。
And so in Timothy, he mentioned in his book that the when reading the Bible, that within it contains the wisdom of salvation. Is so this wisdom is regarding that is not worldly wisdom.
所以我们今天在教会里面讲的是得救的智慧，是讲到你的永生的生命的问题，而不是怎么样管理地上的问题。所以保罗说，你们这些智慧在神的这个属灵里面是没有用的，而且把它放开的。
And so that's why in church right now we're talking about the wisdom of salvation is not the wisdom of this world. So you can't use those wisdom to try to solve question of the problems in the church. So that's why Paul told the people to put their worldly wisdom aside.
那我们知道人是谁造的呢？神造的。人的智慧从哪里来呢？是不是也是神给的？
And we know that man is created by God. So where does our wisdom come from? Doesn't it make sense for it to also come from God?
但神人的今天的智慧从哪里呢？那个源头当然是神，但是从什么方法得到的呢？从什么管道得到今天的智慧呢？
So originally our wisdom originated from God, but how do we receive that wisdom? What conduit means do we get?
是透过什么
get that wisdom?
透过分别，对对不对？就是所谓的神，不是把一个生命树、一个分别善恶树摆在他们当中吗？好，他们就这是从分别善恶树来的智慧。
And so, but that knowledge comes from eating from the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So that's how we receive our wisdom.
好，所以我们就知道，这个虽然是从神来的。但是呢，当人没有神的生命，他得到的是分别善恶树的这个，所以这个源头是一个什么？是从亚当下来的这个啊智慧。也就是说，今天我们看到圣经里面讲的啊，神的智慧是一个得救的智慧啊，跟人拥有天然的这个智慧呢是不一样的，而且是你越用人的天然智慧去想神的事情，越是你不用了解神的心。
And so the wisdom of salvation is totally different from the wisdom that we are all born with. It's totally different. So we cannot use that wisdom trying to understand the wisdom of salvation.
好，那我如果要解经的话，大概差不多这样解完了。那就是你如果看到解经书，大概差不多是这样子的。
And so if you read from the various Bible study books, it pretty much explain it to this point.
但是我们在想，如果我这样问你一个问题，那么这个神讲的能力是什么呢？如果读这样一段，我们都解过了，那我问各位问题。那个保罗这边讲到说，这个啊十字架的道理在灭亡的人，我们知道灭亡为愚拙，就是那他们不能了解。但是在我们得救的人身上呢，我们知道了，我们可以明白了，却为神的道。那我问你们，从这段读下来，什么是神的大能呢？什么是神的能力呢？
If we push forward and ask another question is, so what is that ability that Paul speaks of in his writing?
我们如果要看说什么是神的智慧，那有没有答案？这边有没有答案？三四节就有答案了，智慧。但是神的能力，那么耶稣的十字架的能力对保罗来讲，他到底在讲什么呢？
And so if we were asked what's the wisdom, then that we found the answer in verse 30. But what about the ability? Where does that come from? What explanation do we have?
好，所以我们现在就要进到福音的主题来了。我们刚才讲福音啊，对世人有不同的反应，对愚拙的人啊，对世界上聪明的人呢，那么他们反为愚拙就灭亡了。那我们可以看到很多例子嘛。那个啊，耶稣在十字架有两个人，一个不是讥笑耶稣吗？啊，说你都可以救自己。啊，百姓也说，你说救自己，啊，我们就知道你是基督的。那么他们不信。那另外一个就是说，啊，另外一个强盗就说，啊，耶稣啊，那个你得果子纪念我，啊，我们是有罪的人。啊 ，sorry。
So the worried people's response to us.
Different response.
So people have different responses to the gospel. To the people who are wise in the world's ways, it seems like the method is foolish. No, but for us, it's wisdom.
那我们传福音也会很多这种问题。有人传福音，你有经过神的大能吗？有看过耶稣吗？你有经 好，等等之类的啊，那些人我们都不用去管。我们现在讲的是我们讲到是我们这些信的人。那么耶稣也讲到说啊，在讲到撒种的比喻里面有四种比喻。那么前面是一个什么？撒到石头地上的。
And so in sharing with the gospel, Jesus gave this example for four different type of reaction of people when they hear the gospel. And so he used the example of sowing seeds.
啊，有四种。第一种就是撒在石头地上，啊，撒在路边，那么飞鸟来就把它吃了，这个根本就没有进去。就飞鸟就饿着就把它给拿走了，这个是第一种人。
And so first one is that some seeds fell beside the road and the bird came and ate them up.
那么第二种人就是撒在石头地上，因为土浅没有根，所以虽然可以长出来，但是一下子就死了，因为没有根嘛。
And the second type of people are those who like a seed that fell onto rocky places where they did not have much soil and immediately they sprung up because they had no depth of soil.But when the sun had risen, they were scorched.
那么第三种就是说啊，撒在荆棘里面，荆棘就代表这个世界的忧虑什么，把它压住，那么它就不能够信福音了，又把福音又撇开了。
And the third type is that other fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. So the thorns represent the different distractions of this world.
那么只有一种是好土，撒下去就可以长三十、六十、一百倍啊！这个我们就知道这个故事。
And the fourth is finally is that the other fell onto good soil and yield their crops some hundredfold, some 60s, and some 30.
那我们刚才讲到说，犹太人要神迹，希利人求智慧。那么在他们来看呢，犹太人为绊脚石，那么在外邦人呢为愚拙。那么但是呢，还是有些人信，所以我们知道福音的能力还是看到有些人还是信的。那我们还是感谢赞美主，这是神的能力显出来。
And so the Jews ask for the signs, and the Gentiles ask for wisdom. And so for the words of the cross is foolishness to those who are.perishing, but to us who are being saved is the power of God.
那我们就知道，叫保罗说了，福音是神的大能，这是不是大能呢？是的，你如果让这些犹太人或者外邦人啊，本来是跟神为敌的，能够信，我想这福音是大能。但是这里不是保罗讲的大能，他要讲的能力呢，我想还不只是这个。
So indeed, the gospel is power, but I think when Paul mentions this, he's not just talking about that only.
啊，虽然我们刚刚有读到罗马书说福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，是这个是一个大能。但是我想保罗这边讲的能力应该是远超乎这个。
And indeed, the gospel has the power to save people. That is true. But I believe that Paul is talking about a power that's greater, beyond that.
或者我们这样想，另外一个能力。如果神可以让一个人，耶稣基督这样卑微跟我们一样的人，承载神所有的荣耀、丰富能力，这是一个能力，当然这也是一个能力。
And for example, another type of power, for example, you can see that if God is able to allow Jesus Christ, who is hourly is like us, like a man, but for him to be able to contain all this glory and power.That is also a power of God.
那么神可以让一个人为所有的世界上的人的罪，那这个是一个很大能力。奥秘，这是一个奥秘，我们根本不知道为什么一个耶稣基督可以承担所有世界上的人，而不是只有一个人呢？这也是个奥秘。那么而且死里又复活了，这根本前所未有的。所以这个也是一个能力。当然你要讲这个能力毫无问题。
And Jesus Christ himself has the ability to take on all our sins, the sins of the people of this entire world, and also he's resurrected after he died. So all these are powers, indeed.
但是我想这都不是保罗这边讲得到的这个能力，因为呢，他这边要讲的能力是可以让一个教会怎么样从纷争里面呢，可以找到根源，而且可以治疗它。所以我想他的能力还不止这里，所以我们就来想，那保罗这个能力到底是什么呢？他讲的十字架的能力到底是什么呢？
But yet, I think Paul seems to be talking about the ability of the cross that allows a church to examine their problems, find the root cause of problems and deal with it, that the root cause for splitting the church, and deal with that. So what is this power that he's saying?
啊，我想就是我们必须要从保罗他自己的经历，从他的书信里面去看。但是我先举两个危机，叫福音的危机。好，我先。这是我个人的思想，当然这里是没有任何我以前我讲了没有任何参考，所以我是个人的思考，在神面前祷告。第一个危机什么呢？ 我们信福音，今天信福音可以说啊，福音让我这个人的人生更美好。我本来是一个破碎的人生，哎，我信了耶稣以后，我的人生什么更圆满的，我想要做的梦想呢被成就了，这是不是对的？当然是，传福音是可以这样讲。
And so I think personally, I'd just like to share on two what I believe are misconceptions of the gospel. The first one is that people believe that, oh, once I become a believer, my life will become great, everything will be smooth and wonderful. And,
的确是有些人是这样子，本来是个破碎 的经历，那么生命上很多的难处，那么当他信了福音以后，他的确是好像很多地方修补好了，好像人际关系好了，好像我的人生呢可以更美满了。这个一方面来讲是对的，我想哥林多的当时教会也可能会有这样子的一个对福音的一个信息。
So yeah, there are some people who happened to have that circumstance, who had that experience that their life was before shattered, and after they become believers, they have a better relationship with people around them, and their life seems to be better. So I believe in the Church of Corinthians, there are people who have went through that experience.
这个就是怎么样？这就是说，一个人如果信了福音，信了耶稣，他还是以自己为中心，那么还是没有把整个人的人生悔改，悔改就是说什么，你不是只有说我为了我的罪悔改，而是我的人生整个方向要转变。如果你没有这样看见的话，还是以己为中心，这个福音不能达到你的生命，就这个十字架是什么，就落空了。
But if you are so self-centered that then you didn't change your life around, you only repent for your sins, but then turn your lifeto the gospel, then you believed in vain.
换句话说，我这个如果信了福音了，但我还是想到我自己的事情，就是用世界上的各种方法，我用神来帮助我实现我一切的地上梦想，那么这跟神的福音呢是有一点怎么样，有点出入的。你也许进来是对的，但是你开始走偏了，因为呢你不能达到神的旨意里面去。
In order to explain it further is that, for example, if you after become believer, you still have your own will of what you want to accomplish, these worldly things, and then now, except now you ask God to help you to accomplish these worldly things, and I think your entry point is correct, but then afterwards your path is totally different from where God wants you to be.
这就走向一个什么蛇社会福音，然后成功神学福音，就是什么，就是神，就是为我这个人，好像神是转在绕在我这个人身上在转的，就成为一个成功神学的啊，还有社会福音，怎么样子让人啊得到服务，让他们的生命人生更好，这东西是对，但是呢不是神的完全的目的。
And so this develops into what we call the prosperity gospel, where you are the center and God works for you, but that's not where that's not what really should happen.
那第二个危机呢，第二个危机是什么呢，就是说我们想想看，保罗在写给加拉太书信里面，他们是从借着圣灵入门，也就是因信称义是没有问题的，但他们开始走一个什么路呢？
And soThe second dangerous shortfall is that in another letter that Paul wrote, this church that they just started with justification by faith. That's their entry point. But
啊，但是呢，他们开始走以后呢，在成圣的路程一进到福音以后，他们就开始什么？要靠律法，就是所谓加拉太书里面讲的说，他们是靠律法来成圣，这个是不对的。保罗就更正他们，他说呢，还是要靠着，就是因信以至于信，就是整个路都是信心的道路，都圣灵的工作，不是靠你自己的，不是靠你可以自夸的。
And so in Galatians, they thought, so they enter into thinking of justification by faith, but then afterward they thought that they would continue on by relying upon the law. And so Paul corrected them and said, no, that's not how it is, it's your faith.It's justification by faith, and that you continue on is not by relying upon your own abilities or these laws.
我们今天当然没有犹太人在我们当中说啊，我们要靠律法来这个成圣的。我们今天没有这个问题，但是我们一样有类似的问题。这是我讲的第二个危机。
And so, of course, today we don't have Jews among us saying that we need to be justified through law. We don't have people like that, but we have similar.Issues today.
我不知道各位有没有这样的经历，我个人是有类似这样 的经历，就是说当我们信了耶稣以后，我们这个人就是对很多事情 但有些事情日常生活以前做的我们就不再做，因为什么？我们对这个罪就比较敏感。我想大家都有这个经验。
So I think everyone has a similar experience. Is that after we become a believer, we now become more sensitive to the sins that we used to commit.
所以说我们这个人会觉得什么？我们好像我们的道德标准会怎么样？被提高了，有没有这种感觉呢？
And from through that,
你刚开始会有这种感觉，因为我们这个人好像比以前好一点了。
And because of that, we felt like our morality had become better than before.
所以我们就开始会走上一个什么，就是我这个人可以变好的。
And so we started to thinking that I can become better.
我也许你没有这样想，但是你的潜意识，你就这个人的本身呢，因为我们的旧人呢会蠢蠢欲动，我们这个人呢就慢慢的就会。有一种自意出来了，就会有一种我比你好啊，我还不错，有没有这种想法？我不知道你有没有这种想法。
And slowly even subconsciously you start to develop this superiority. So you felt this you're superior to others. You felt like I can become better.
这就是所谓肉体的啊，这里就讲肉体，不是律法了。律法是加拉太书讲，这边就也是肉体的一种就出来了，因为你是自己认为说，哎，我这个人可以变好，而且我是变好了。那就会在比较上啊，是靠肉体夸口了。
And then this is actually a manifestation of our old self of the flesh. It's kind of slowly work its way out and start showing it starts to take over our thinking.
好，所以这边就讲到说，保罗就是说，在神面前一个都不能自夸。
And so that's why Paul said before God, no one can boast about themselves.
啊，我们刚才讲第二种危机呢，其实这种人还算不错的，因为他毕竟还怎么样，还很追求的，因为他不是对神的事不管，他是很追求的。你们有没有这种感觉呢？我不知道你们有没有这种感觉。
And so this second type of people, I think in some ways they're still pretty good because they at least they have this yearning, this longing for things of God.
那这个过程呢，其实我们每个人都要经过的，因为我们每一个人啊，在神面前，我们得到福音了，我们会有个热心出来的，我们会有个热心出来，我们会有个属肉体的热心出来的，这个就是一个很正常的。那我想，哥林多教会就是在这个肉体上，它已经显露出来了。
And so I think this is a natural phase that we all go through. Is that after we become a believer, our flesh will have this fire for the gospel.
好，所以我就刚刚讲危机的第一、第二，现在进到主题就讲，我要讲一下什么是保罗说的能力呢？
And so we just talked about the two possible dangers or shortfalls. So now let's go into the main theme. So what is this ability that Paul is talking about?
好，我这边写的是这样。好，所以第一个我的想法是这样，就是说我是个蒙恩的罪人，我想我们信主的都没有问题，但是我们在走这个成圣的过程，天天生活里面，我们常常就不自然的不自觉的呢，我们不再这样想了。福音，我这边写的就是福音不是让我这个人变好，就是福音不是让我这个人变好，但是我还可以得救，这不是很奇怪吗？我这个人不能变好，但是神说我可以得救，这是福音的奥秘。
And so the ability is that I'm a sinner who is saved. So I think we all no problem with that part. But what's amazing is that the gospel doesn't change me into a good person. But yet Jesus still said that I could be saved. That's the amazing thing.
就是福音的大能就在这里。就是我这个人呢，你要承认一个点，就是我不能变好的。但是我在神面前，神说你是可以得救的。这是一个就是说一个好像。这个怎么讲 ？Paradise 就有点这样，这是一个神的奥秘的一个能力在这里。
So it seems like so first of all, it's important that we must admit that we cannot become better, but yet Jesus tells us that we can be saved, and so it almost feels like a paradox.
我们要从保罗的他的书信里面呢，他的一生的经历里面，我们要找到这个答案。为什么我们这样讲呢？好，我们先第一个看看哥林多前书的15章的。第九节这里。
And so in the,
对不起，要读一些圣经哈。
And we can through Paul's writing that we can understand why.
我念给你们。好，念给你们听。
And in First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 9.
保罗在哥林多书信的时候，哥林多书信算是早期的，保罗比较早期的书信。他说：“我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒的。”
And so it says that
chapter 9. I'm the least of the apostles.
So he says that I'm the least of the apostles.
Yeah. 好，保罗在哥林多书信里面，他讲我是使徒，我是只不过我是在使徒里面是排名最小的。
And so in the book of Corinthians, Paul said that I am an apostle, except that I am the least of the apostles.
那如果你再到以弗所书去的话，以弗所书是保罗在监狱里面的侍奉信的一个，也就是他在去罗马第四次布道的时候，就第三次完了，第四次他就到罗马去那在那里呢，他就是被监到被关到监牢里面的四封书信之一，算是他的这个比较成熟一点的。他说第八节，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
And so this is one of the four letters that Paul wrote while he was in prison. And he said in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8, he says, he's the very least of all saints.
好，他从使徒变到一个呢，比圣徒最小的还小。他本来是使徒里面的小的，他现在是比所有的圣徒，也就是所有的信徒里面最小的还是什么，还要小。
And so he lowered himself even further. So originally he was the least of the apostles, and now he said he's the least of all saints. So he's the least of all believers.
好，这是在他，这在他什么？在他的生命已经达到说可以说是属灵的高峰的时候了。那他写出来，他说我是圣徒里面的最小的。
And so this point he's at the peak of his spiritual life. And so at this point he realized he calls himself the very least of all saints.
好，然后到提摩太书信的时候呢，也就到他最晚年，他要离开世界之前了。
And then,
那么他写给提摩太。
And then comes in 1 Timothy. So this now comes to near the end of his life. And so he wrote to Timothy.
那么在一书的十五提摩太前书的第一章十五节，他说：“基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。”这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。但在罪人中，我是个什么罪魁。
And so in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 it says, it is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all.
也就是他从一个使徒的最小的那等他生命成熟以后，他说我是在圣徒里面呢最小的，等到他晚年要离开世界，他说我是罪人里面的什么罪魁了，那我的罪恶其实是在罪人里面最大的。你看这样一个人是一个什么样的一个使徒保罗，他是这样一个亲身经历，所以我告诉我们大家，就是我们从他书信里面看见神在他身上的能力是这样做工下来的。
You can see from all these different passages how he views himself as his spiritual life become more and more mature. He initially calls himself the least of the apostles, and then at the height or peak of his spiritual life, he says he claims himself to be the least of all saints. But then near the end, now he recognizes himself as a sinner among whom he is the foremost of all. In other words, he's claiming himself to be the biggest sinner.
那如果你到那个腓立比书里面，也是监狱书信里面，他说呢，我是。他说在耶稣基督里夸口，不靠着肉体夸口。那他的英文的意思其实是你念一下英文的。
So in
Philippians chapter 3.
So Philippians chapter 3 verse 3. Verse 3 he says, For we are the true circumcision who worship in the spirit of God and glory of Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh.
No confidence in flesh. 就是我对我的肉体已经什么样失掉信心的，完全在肉体上没有信心的人这样的人呢，他是生命的成熟的表现，就是我对我自己的肉体看见他是不可靠的，我这个救人呢是不可靠的。
So he recognized that his flesh cannot be relied upon. So this is a sign of his maturity in his spiritual life.
好，那我们再看约翰福音的十二章的二十五节，耶稣的话。
And in John chapter 12:25.
好，那我念一下，我们两个念叫爱惜自己生命的，耶稣说的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
Jesus himself said that, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal.
我们上个礼拜六我们团契在团契分享的时候，有个弟兄就讲到提到这个经文，他说他自己的经验体会，他对这个耶稣说在这世上恨恶自己生命的，他很有感受，我就觉得非常阿门。
And so last Saturday during Bible study we have a brother who shared on this exact passage, and he said he has true experience in what it says here, he who hates his life and so we'll keep it to life eternal. He said that he truly felt that personal experience in that area.
保罗还算客气，保罗说：“我对我肉体没有信心了。”保罗说：“我不靠肉体。”耶稣怎么说呢？耶稣说：“你要恨恶你的生命。”
And so Paul was being polite. He says that he has no confidence in flesh, but Jesus is more direct. He says that you need to hate he who hates his life.
所以我们就知道，在属灵的真理之下。 耶稣基督十字架的能力是要让一个人的生命的改变，这个能力是在怎么样？就不是说一个意象来了，不是的。我们的改变，我们的得救可能是一个瞬间的神的大能，但是你的生命的造就，神要把你这个人造就成他要的，这是一辈子的功夫，不是一个意象可以得到的。
And so this just shows that it's not the salvation is does not come from just a sign or something that we saw. Indeed, that our decision to become believer is that split second, but afterwards, our life it needs we need to work on it for the rest of our life.
好，我想如果耶稣说你为我舍命，为了福音的缘故，有个正当理由你舍命，我想我们都要阿门。 但耶稣说呢，要在世上恨恶自己生命的，我想我们很多时候不能接受这个话，我们很难去 take it， 我们很难去把这个话来读进来，而且是真的是在里面有看见或者感受到说它是对的，我们很难，我想这个是很难的。So
if Jesus were to tell us that a proper way to deal with this, we might be able to accept. But he said
tomorrow for
the gospel, we could accept it. But he said here explicitly, he said that we need to hate our life, and so that is something that's very hard to take in, very hard to for us to accept and do.
这必须要只有属灵的经历，你的在福音上十字架上你所得到的恩典啊，与日增多的时候，你有一天才能够说阿门。
So this is something that we have to have this spiritual experience, and through this experience, as our spiritual life matures, then we could truly say amen to this statement. Otherwise, it's very hard.
回到第二个，好，第二个呢，时间很少了，我就大致讲一下。第二个就是我这个人呢的唯一的出路是死亡，也就是说我们只有死了才能够活。这个东西好像讲很容易，但是呢很难。 也就是说，这个是要保罗的经历里面让我们看见，我们这个人唯一的出路就是死。我们本来是很爱生命的，我们本来很怕死的人。今天我们这个年纪，常常在想怎么样怎么能够养生啊。所以我们是很怕死的人，但是呢，保罗说，我唯一的出路就是死亡。And
so Paul said that our only out is through death. And so in Romans 6, chapter 6, verse 4-6, therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk.
对，我们弟兄练的刚刚就是讲了，我们受洗的时候，洞庭常常在讲，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，我们就要复活与他联合。对，所以这死是唯一的出路。但是呢，在生活经历上来讲，就必须要很多很多功课。And
so even during our baptism service, we always say that we die and bury with him. So this is it's easier said than done.
好，那保罗在这个哥林多后书里面呢，他就讲到说，他甚至讲到说呢，那个弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，不能够力不能胜。Second Corinthians chapter 1.
So in Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8, he said, "For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our afflictions which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength."
就是我们连指望连活命的指望都没有了，自己心里也断定是必死的。So
that we despair even of life. Indeed, we have sentence of death within ourselves.
Sentence, 他接受到神在他身上的判决，死亡。Sentence of death， 也就是我们这个人必须要对福音的认识到，对十字架认识到，有一天你要承认说，神啊，我这个人只有什么样？ Sentence of death， 我是必定要死的。
So in other words, the one that you will go through this experience of one day admitting that the only way out is for you to accept your sentence of death.
好，那么第三点呢，就是讲到说，我们不但是不怕死，而且可以什么胜过死亡，就是你要能够看见你是胜过死亡的。这在哥林多前书的十一章，不，十五章的最后一段那里，我想我们就不去念了。但是你可以看到，为什么你不怕死呢？因为你有一个盼望，你要改变。 像耶稣基督的样子。你不是变成没有了，你是要有一天变得更好了，那是在主来的那一天。
And finally, you'll come to a stage where you no longer fear death. And the reason why you no longer fear death is that you can see that in Christ, He will change you to become better.
那么在在我们上个主日的这个洁香姐妹的见证就知道 ，Carol 姐妹呢，她是经过化疗以后呢，才去Cambodia。那么一个人可以在经过化疗软弱呢，可以出去传福音，这个能力，你说是？你说这不是神的能力是从哪里来的？
Sharing we received last week from Sister Janice of her little sister Carol that too, she went through chemotherapy and then she still had the strength to go to Cambodia to share gospel. And so that's truly if someone shows someone who are with no fear of death.
神用人传福音，这是也是很奇怪的啊！人是想不通的。那么，据说韩国的第一个宣教士啊，不是韩国，西方猜到韩国第一个宣教士。
And so it's very amazing how God, the way that God works in the spreading of His gospel. I heard that the very first Western missionary that was sent to Korea,
他一上岸就被杀了。
And as soon as he stepped onto the land, he was killed.
就被一个强匪给杀了。
And he was killed by a robber.
啊，他就想说这个人一定有钱嘛，所以就为了要抢这个钱，就把这个人杀了。
For the robber thought that the missionary must be rich, so he killed him to rob him.
那这个人在他身上就拿到一本这个福音书，他就拿回去就读了，因为这个人是什么？是第一个信主的，从这个人就信主了。
And then that person, the only thing he found on the missionary was the Bible. So the robber took it home. He read it, and he actually became the first believer.
然后就这样，所以我们有些想法，我们想这个是一个神的做工，是一个很奇妙的。耶稣基督是神的儿子，为什么来到地上死呢？但他死了以后，一粒麦子在地上死了，就结出许多子粒了。今天我想我们也没有例外。那么我们如果能够以基督的心为心的话，我们就可以走到像刚刚讲的能够胜过死亡，而且我们知道我们在死里是复活，是有大能力。
And so the way that God works is very amazing. So he sent for his son to die for us, and just like that he's like the grain that died and then bore much fruit. So today we are no different. So it's very amazing how he works.
好，那我想我就把神的能力讲完就好，神的智慧这个部分就没有时间，对不起，时间控制不是很好。那我想再讲的这个福音神的大能的这个部分呢，再讲一个点，就是在于从亚伯拉罕，我们知道亚伯拉罕是信心之父，亚伯拉罕的一个特色是什么呢？就是神说你要离开本地本族父家到我所指示你的地方去，就是说他离开家的时候去哪里呢？不知道的。
So let's talk about faith. So Abraham, we know he's called the father of faith. So he, because God told him to go, and without even telling him where he's going, but he just picked up and left.
而且甚至呢，他在地上，亚伯兰一生是在客旅，他没有得到迦南应许之地，神的应许地他还没有拿到，所以亚伯兰一生是一个客旅，他知道地上不是他的家。是一个客旅的生活。
And so Abraham, for the remainder of his life, has just been sojourning. He realized that on earth this is not his home, and his home is in heaven. So he knows that he's just passing by on earth.
所以希伯来书就说呢，亚伯兰因着信呢，蒙召的时候呢，去哪里都不知道。那么他在地上是做一个寄居客旅的生活，这是他的信心的榜样，让我们看见。
And so in Hebrews chapter 11, he says, by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he has to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.
那我想我们今天对这个启示更清楚。耶稣怎么说呢？他说：“我去是为你们什么？预备地方。我若去了，要接你们。我在哪里，你们在哪里。”所以，我们今天对亚伯兰这样的启示，我们应该更清楚了。因为亚伯兰那时候还是模模糊糊，他只知道地上不是我的家。我家在天上，我是个客旅。但我们今天更清楚，耶稣已经讲得很清楚，我去是为你们预备地方。
And so today we are even more clear of this. We have better idea of this revelation than Abraham. For at the time he doesn't know, God called him out to go, and he went. But today we know that Lord Jesus is preparing a place for us to go. And when he comes, he will receive us and take us to that place.
也就是我们在地上，我们如果没有这样子的一个想法，我们没有这样一个渴望， 那我们走基督徒的路是走不好的。那么在约翰一书里面呢，啊，约翰就这样说了。
And then, so in other words, if we do not have this understanding or this longing, of where we're going, then it will be very hard for us to walk the path.
约翰一书的第三章的第二节，他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就怎么样？就洁净自己，像他洁净的。凡像他有这样指望的，就是我们必须要常常心里有个渴望，我们有一天要遇见主。”
And so in John, First John chapter 3 verse 2.It said, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is.
好，对不起，还要再五分钟，最后一点。我们常常就是说，今天在美国生活，我们觉得好像很好，我们对这个世界还抱有什么呢？好，一点希望。
And so today we live in the U.S., so our life is pretty stable and we have a good life. So that's why we still have this, we hold out this hope for this world.
我们多少听过福音里面有讲到说，在传福音或者是在这整个的福音的运动里面有讲到什么？我们要去什么？改变世界。有没有这种听过这样子？
And so in terms of hearing the spreading of the gospel, we heard of this talk of we often heard the talk of needing to change the world.
我不知道你们有没有听过叫七座山的启示？当然你们没有听过七座山的启示，就是说这个。
I'm not sure if you heard this phrase called the seven revelation of on the seven mountains.
它只是从灵恩的运动里面，就是说呢，在这个地上呢的世界的运作是基本上从宗教、家庭、教育、政治，还有什么艺术文化，还有什么这等等，有七个大山呢。我们基督徒应该去占这个七个大山来改变这个世界。
So this originated from the charismatic movement in which they identify religion, family, education, politics, art, and so forth, as the seven mountains that we Christians need to occupy the top of.
好，这个听起来是有道理。我们要改变世界，我们当然要站在这个地位上，才能够改变政策，才能够去影响这个世界。这表面上是对的，很好的，但是这个什么？这跟福音是。
So on the surface, it sounds good. It makes sense because if we were to change the world, of course, we need to stand at the peak of these various different fields. But however, in reality, it is completely different from what the Bible teaches us.
神没有叫我们去征服世界、改变世界。神叫我们只叫我们去传福音，让人来见耶稣得到生命。神没有叫我们去改变这个世界。圣经里面没有这样的使命。
For God didn't command us to change this world, but rather just to go and spread the gospel, to share the gospel with people. He didn't say us to conquer this world.
主的大使命里面是要我们去传福音，让万人做他的门徒。但是从来没有说呢，你们要去，因为主如果要改变这个世界，他第一次来做王，不就可以征服世界、改变世界了吗？还需要我们这些人吗？
So for he in his great commandment, he didn't call us to conquer, go out and conquer this world, but rather just to share the gospel. For if that really is his goal to conquer this world, he could have done it the first time when he came.
这是人的智慧，人的想法，就是说是用这种方式，但神的方法不是这样。那么
so we misinterpreted with our own human wisdom, and thought that that's how what God wanted.
那么这个我们如果从启示录，洞平最近在讲的启示录十八章讲什么？大巴比伦要什么？倾倒了，因为这个是不能救的。人如果自己没有看见，以为说我们站在这个地位，我们就可以改变这个世界，是不认识自己，权力腐化什么人的心，绝对权力绝对腐化。你一站上去，你就被同流合污了。所以这是对自己没有认识。所以我想对这个世界我们不抱有什么。
So Revelation chapter 18 is that Babylon is fallen. So we do not hope, but we don't hold on to any hope for this world.
那么历史上就让我们看见加尔文在瑞士想要建立一个基督的国，想要用人的方式为基督在地上建立国度的都是什么样？
So we can see from history that, for example, Calvin. Calvin trying to establish kingdom for
Christ.
For Christ, but then has fallen. So we can see that all the time, whenever people are trying to use their own wisdom to do things for God, it all falls apart.
他本来是在天主教的这个逼迫之下就脱离出来，所以在改革中里面的加尔文是很有名的。但加尔文用他自己的方法，在瑞士一个城市呢，凡是不属于加尔文这个教派的，通通被赶出去。但是最后是失败的，用自己方法建立地上的国，认为是为神建天国是失败的。
And so Calvin started because of the persecution from the Catholic Church, and so he went and built this city, and all the people who do not believe in the way that he believes are all kicked out of the city, driven out, and he believes, or he thought that's how you build the kingdom of God that way, but then it just falls apart.
他不是唯一的，历史上还有这样的例子。那么就是让我们看见，对这个世界神的审判已经说了，大巴比伦要倾倒。所以在启示录的十一章里面讲到说呢。
And so, but he's not the only one. Throughout history, there are many like that. So that's why in Revelation chapter 18 it says Babylon is fallen.
那么在启示录十一章里面讲到说，第七号吹响，就是耶稣基督的国，就讲到说主的国那时候才建立，就基督第二次再来的时候呢，第七号吹响，那么我主基督的国就显现了。那么只有神才能建立他的国。
And in chapter 11 of Revelation it says that upon the seventh sounding of the seventh trumpet is when the Lord's kingdom will be built, and so only Lord Jesus Christ himself can build his kingdom.
然后圣徒得赏赐的时间到了，然后这世界审判的时间也到了，神要败坏那些败坏的这个地上的人。
And also at that time all the saints will be receiving their rewards, and also the judgment of the world is upon them.
所以我们今天要看到神在我们身上十字架是有能力的，不但对我们有能力，而且对这个世界呢，神也有能力主权，有一天神要审判的。也就你要从这个整个福音你看到，神一方面是要我们得救进入到丰富，但一方面不信的神要什么，要审判的，这个世界要有一天要审判的。
And so you see the power of the cross has the ability to act on us, but as well as in this world as well, pass judgment to this world as well when the time comes. So you see that the salvation, our faith is can save and as well as judge.
好，对不起，超过一点时间。那么我讲的也许不够完全。那么希望下一次我们再讲到神的智慧的时候，我们再看到神整个工作，它是有个目的，它是有个智慧在这里。神的能力跟智慧是配合在一起的。
And so apologize for going over a little bit, but so next time we'll share on the wisdom of God and how his abilities and his wisdom work together.
Okay, 好，谢谢。
Thank you.